Lesson 1. Avatars.
When you are online, you can be anyone or anything. You can create your own image and a new personality. These digital identities, known as avatars, are a key part of how people use the internet to communicate and express themselves. The first simple 2D avatars appeared in role-playing computer games in the 1980s. Yet, very few people knew that future avatars would have such a wide variety of forms and uses. By the late 1990s, they had been used in web chats like Instant Messenger. When people started creating their own avatars, they discovered that they were going to have the power to create new identities that did not look or act like their real selves at all. They could dress their avatars in fancy clothes, or they could try being someone of the opposite sex and call themselves Andy instead of Anna. When internet users realized that their avatars would be seen by many people, not just their friends, they started having more than one avatar: a sensible one for work, a friendly, good-looking one for meeting people, and a silly one for having fun. Avatars let you express yourself, and they give you lots of room for creativity. Of course, the avatar you choose says a lot about your personality. If your blog avatar is a picture of a cute cat, your message is, "I like relaxing and having fun." Well-known cartoon characters or laughing monkeys say, "I'm a really funny person." Most people create avatars that have similar features to their personalities and that look more or less like them and act like them. However, nearly all avatars are tall, young, and nice-looking, so people obviously make their avatars look better than they do in real life. They also experiment with things like different hairstyles, which says a lot, perhaps, about what they want to look like. Nowadays, avatars are everywhere. In most web chats, people choose an avatar from a selection of ready-made images, or create their own images. You can also use avatars that move around and talk when you type in your message. The avatars in online worlds can talk, walk, and fly around, meet people, go shopping, and attend classes. The use of avatars has also caused a few concerns. Some users worry that they are spending so much time in virtual worlds that they are becoming afraid of meeting people in the real world. The use of several avatars can also be a risk, as people can use avatars to cheat others online. However, other users view avatars in a more positive light. They look forward to a time when their avatar will act like a real person and travel around bigger, more exciting virtual worlds.